Hello and welcome to another episode of Fool's Daily. This is the second part of our hobby catch-up. Not hobby catch-up, hobby resolution catch-up.
Hobby resolution catch-up, quarter one.
And today it will be Mr. Conrad Gonsalves telling us how he's failed.
It's not...
Can he get better than a B?
But what if you put your 1 second?
But I won't put my 1 second. Because otherwise this wouldn't be the second part.
But you might get it wrong.
I might. I might become a senile old foot... Oh, bugger. Okay. So, Conrad, dear boy.
My quarter one resolutions, these were the goals that I wanted to achieve in quarter one, which is the first quarter of 20...
You're just padding now.
What year are we in? 2015.
Oh, God.
Out of my substantially large list of hobby revisions for 2015. Yes, with my glasses, they're large. I needed to finish my Imperial Fists army, but this is for a whole year thing. It's not necessarily in quarter one.
Okay, have you done any of it?
I haven't done anything with my Imperial Fist epic army at all. Are you making notes?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes. Should I be making notes?
No, because I thought you'd grade me at the end with like a...
So far you're an F, a fail.
So I keep thinking about pulling them out of the box, but that's about it. That's a bit of an epic fail, that one. Do you see that? Do you see what I did there?
Epic fail. Yeah. Very good. Isn't there a podcast called... Oh, no, it's called Epic Flail, isn't it?
That's right. So the second Q1 task, which is really the first Q1 task, was build and paint my Tyranids for Epic Armageddon as well.
I'm going with...
No. I have a Tyranid figure out on my hobby table.
So you're playing very small games of Epic then?
Well, that's the stamp of the scale, isn't it?
Ah, I see.
Yeah. I've done nothing with that. I got my Epic stuff all nicely cleaned, and cleaning those figures kind of killed it for me. I had to buy some extra figures because some of the figures that were on bases, the NID bases, ones where you're sticking out, especially the figures on the end of groups of figures, ended up damaging them during the cleaning process, which irritated me as well.
Are we talking stripping, mold stripping, line removal
stripping,
or
stripping, stripping? Yeah, lots of stripping. So I think they went into the fairy power spray a number of times over a course of 2 or 3 days, which helped kill the enthusiasm for doing that, to the point of hiding them away, really.
Okay.
It's one of those thankless tasks, stripping, especially figures of that scale as well, where you have to be kind of gentle doing stuff. I still want to play with them. To be honest with you, I still want to play Epic, but we were talking about talking about playing Epic and you not pulling out of the April event.
Yeah.
I have not played Epic this quarter, I don't believe, at all.
Okay.
Which is kind of strange because I was really enjoying the game, and you know, you get the rules and mechanics under your belt and you start looking at the tactical sort of side of things and still losing. And then it's just kind of just disappeared, really.
All right, okay.
To be tucked away.
Until the next time
until
we get
the
it
next
out.
Time you suddenly start feeling like doing it again.
Yeah. Yeah, Epic is one of those games that we talked in a previous episode about hoarding stuff. Epic is one of those games that you hoard, I think.
Well, I never hoarded them in the first place, so my stuff's all been bought post it dying, essentially.
Right, but you'll keep it now, won't you?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. No, absolutely, yeah, and I will. And I still... I was looking at some pictures on Twitter the other day, and they reminded me of what Spoon's running.
The Tau.
The Tau. And I thought, oh, I do like the Tau. And that was it, but it was a fleeting thing, you know? It wasn't a...
Right.
It wasn't a, oh, I've got to get my stuff out and start doing stuff with it. So... I do need to, I mean, it is something, those two, the Imperial, the Marines and the Saga stuff, I definitely want to get painted by the end of the year, the Normans.
Right.
So even though I haven't done it, it's very much in the back of my head that I want to get these done.
Okay.
So I personally believe I will achieve those two goals. The NIDs may not get built, or they may get built to a state of being able to play with them unpainted, which is fair enough. At least I get games with them.
That's perfectly acceptable.
So that might happen, but I think we need an interest in Epic Gaming for me to sort of to spur me on a bit, you know?
Yep.
Because at the moment, we are being spurred on by things like Wrath of Kings to a certain extent, and for me, Relic Knights as well is still a game that I play. I should be spurred on by Malifaux because I actually bought a box set. I bought the Ramos box set based on the fact that I just wanted Joss. This is a convoluted story. I bought some more spiders because I needed more spiders, and then I thought to myself, well, I only really want Joss out of this box set, so why don't I just buy the box set? Because I get spiders and the cards and everything, and I get Joss at that point. So I returned my Swarm box and bought the box set. But I haven't done anything with it because I'm enjoying building and getting stuff ready for Wrath of Kings at the moment.
Okay, but, I mean, you played in a Malifaux event at the weekend.
Yes, I did, yes.
Did you enjoy it?
I did enjoy it. I enjoyed it a lot.
You seem to have a really good time.
I enjoyed it because I was playing something different. Even though it was Ramos and I'd played it before, and I sort of still remember how to play him badly. I enjoyed it, yeah, and I enjoyed the games that I played. So, and I'm still playing Malifaux quite a lot, you know, really. I'm probably playing it at least once a week, sometimes even twice a week, depending on what's going on at the club. Because I go to Dark Sphere probably every other week.
Right.
I'm probably playing at least 4 or 5 games of Malifaux a month.
Yeah, very good.
So very much still a part of the gaming, my gaming games that I play, as it were. So the next one is... paint my crew for the UK doubles. I've pulled out of the UK doubles.
Have you?
Yeah, just to save us guys who are really embarrassed.
Oh. Damn, I've booked a hotel.
No, I haven't.
Oh, that's right then.
I have...
thought about painting.
I have retired Yan Lo with the intention, because I've been making bases for my Wrath of Kings, because I've been filling my bases with green stuff, and any spare green stuff I've been building Malifaux bases with as well.
Yeah.
So the intention is to rebase the Yan Lo stuff away from the Asian Garden stuff, so that all my stuff's Malifaux stuff's on
consistent basing.
Yeah. So I've made the bases, and they've had probably a good 2-3 weeks to dry, so they must be dry.
They'll probably be dry by now.
But I haven't actually taken the next action, which was pulling the Yan Lo Reza figures out and drilling the holes in the new bases so that they can sit on the new bases. Because damn you and curse you, Wrath of Kings.
Okay. So we are running out of time.
Are we? I've only got one more. Well, I haven't, but...
No, not in the show. Oh. For the Malifaux doubles.
Yes. We are running out of time. But what... That's another show. A third, part three, that will be. The Malifaux doubles part three show.
Yes. The otherwise known as the God we're crap.
God, we'll just go back to McMorning and Nicodem.
Well, no, I'm really hopeful that the Molly box set will be out, and I will just base colour it. I will just base coat it, and just play with it base coated. Or I will use my old metal Molly.
I am of the firm opinion, like you, now that I need to be painting what I enjoy.
Yeah.
So you might end up being, you might end up playing with Arcanists.
Okay.
Because there was a telling comment for me at, what was the name of your event on at TTS?
Spring Showdown.
Spring Showdown. One of possibly two or three showdowns this year at Wayland.
Four showdowns.
Are you going to do four showdowns?
Okay. Yeah, and then the person who did best at all four will get a trophy.
So, Lee was talking to you and he was saying, isn't that the crew that he said that you would do, you would paint it, blah, 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 on the way to Adepticon? And it was, that was quite, I took that on board, that, that comment. And I may do the same as you for Molly. I get some base coats of paint on it to a certain extent, you know.
What, your Ramos?
Yeah, I was thinking that I could do certain figures well, like some of the key figures, and but the spiders and things I can just do quite quickly.
Yeah, you certainly seem to be enjoying playing him at the weekend.
I just don't like the old Dead Rider figure, because...
Mech Rider.
Mech Rider, even, yeah. He's like a rocking horse on those two feet that he's attached to the base on. And you pull him out of the box and he'll be at one angle, and during the game, and by, when you put him back in the box, he'll be at a different angle. So,
but at 25 stones, you won't be able to afford him anyway.
This is true. This is true.
Not if you want to put Howard in. And frankly, why wouldn't you?
Yep. But there you go. So there, that's where I've got with my UK doubles paint my crew. So that, okay. The next task is finish the Normans. Very much like the Imperial Fists, I haven't even played Saga or pulled them out of the case. At least you played Saga.
Yeah.
Though, interestingly enough, I have been contacted by... there was a comment made on the Dark Sphere Malifaux group. Does anyone play Saga? So, I believe there is a Saga group that's been started on the Dark Sphere Facebook page.
Oh!
And I'm joining that. So I've joined that. So I might be teaching people to play Saga at Dark Sphere.
Okay. Are you going to get the rules right?
Did I get them wrong before?
When you played, do you not remember a couple of years ago at MCC?
Yes, I may have got them a bit wrong. I don't know.
You may have got the rules like completely wrong.
I may have done.
No, there's no may about it. You did.
Rules don't matter, according to our cast from...
No, that's not... See? That's not what that cast says. Rules do matter. Tightness of them doesn't matter. Playing them wrong is still playing them
wrong. So I wasn't playing the rule tightly, so...
You were playing it wrong.
I wasn't playing the rule tightly.
That's a subject. That actually subject is one that we're going to come back to.
Okay. What? The fact that I haven't played Saga.
No, the loosey goosey tight rule set question.
The worrying thing is that some of the guys who are talking on this group are talking about the Saracens and things like that. So stuff from the Crescent and Cross book rather than the Dark Age stuff.
Yeah, but you can play him across.
You can do, yes, yes.
I mean, yes, it's not historical, but, you know, let's face it. You can have a whole raft of ahistorical battles in Dark Age Saga these days.
It might make me add another task to my hobby stuff.
What, get another one?
Basically build my and play with them, just so that it's kind of in period, basically. That's just being creating work for myself.
Okay.
So the Normans haven't done. And the last one...
Have you actually done anything in this quarter?
But see, I'm just coming to it now. Look.
Oh, okay.
Build the force, and this is a large task, of Wrath of Kings. Because we were expecting the ship to turn up, and it did. So I have enough figures. I have built and cleaned enough figures for a skirmish level game on my Technes. And I have extra figures that I'm slowly building up as well. So, for instance, this week I built Lineman Boris, who's actually on a 40mm base. And I built the Mighty Tor, who is a huge figure.
Yes, he is massive.
I didn't realise he was that big. And he is actually really quite nice. So they will get glued to their bases today. But I went for a lot of level one stuff. So for me, this is a big task because I've gone for numbers rather than going for level two stuff to build less. And I've also built other specialists like the Cage and another character like the Iron Ward. So for me, I think I've done quite well there. And they were all cleaned up quite well. I've probably got to put some sand on the bases just to have them a bit more presentable. But they're built, and I'm going to carry on building stuff. But in the meantime, I had a real kick with Relic Knights as well. So I have painted a Cypher. I've painted a character, Sophia Drake. I've painted a unit of Black Diamonds. Black Dragons, rather. And I'm in the middle of painting some Suspect 7 at the moment as well. So I've actually painted some stuff this quarter as well, which is very unusual for me.
That's very cool. And who are you playing that with?
We've got an extended day at the club on the 29th. That is the Sunday, isn't it?
Yes.
There's going to be four of us playing Relic Knights on that day. So that I believe that will be Andy Harris, myself, Nigel, and Des.
Wow.
And I've probably had two or three games in this quarter, but it's really, I'm really enjoying the game. I like the game. I like the mechanics. I like the no ranges. I like the tactical level of, you know, simply placing your primary and secondary objectives and the whole deployment. And I'm still learning stuff about the game because there's this whole level of AOE and buffs and debuffs, which I'm just getting involved in and understanding because it's a big thing in the game. But I was at Spring Showdown at the weekend and I bought a diamond back. For my black.
That's the guy with the big axe, isn't it?
No, it's the guy with the big chopper. He's got a big chopper.
No, he hasn't because you're not five.
Mentally, I am. And this figure is about... I'm just about to measure it. It is 3.5 inches tall. So... And it's,
it is a big... No, it is a big figure,
It's
that
a
one.
Big figure, yeah. It's actually bigger than the Mighty Tor. Probably. And it's a real chunky, big, huge figure. So he's going to get under. And that's the other thing. I've undercoated all my stuff for Relic Knights as well. The Black Diamonds. But
in black? Did you undercoat them black?
I have undercoated them black.
Okay.
The stuff that I've painted has all been sort of based and varnished and
Excellent.
And everything, you know.
Excellent.
So
only you, of course, would put all of your painting effort into a game system that's dying. But there you go.
But there you go. So that's it. That's all I've been doing. I've been building Wrath of Kings stuff and painting Relic Knight stuff, really.
Right. So how would you grade yourself?
B, probably. B plus.
B?
Yeah, I think I'd
be better. B, you haven't done anything.
Possibly an A minus, even.
Sure. It's a C at best.
The Wrath of Kings, I've probably got 2 points in.
Okay.
And the Relic Knight stuff, I've probably got 1 point in.
Out of how many points?
I can't remember how this system worked. Can you?
You stupid.
I believe, I think it's about 9, 7 or 8 points. Finished Normans was a medium, so that's 2.
Which you haven't done.
Crew for the doubles was medium 2, and Epic was large, so that's 7 points. And the Wrath of Kings was large as well, so that's 10 points. And the Imperial Fist was 2 points, so that's 12 points. Wow. So I think I've done about 3 points out of 12.
So that's a C.
Might be a D even, mightn't it?
Might be. Because all your big tasks are undone and probably aren't going to get done.
No, we'll probably have to review this properly at the end of the year, but we'll carry on. I'll carry on looking really rubbish each quarter anyway.
Well, I think I'm going to add a new task.
I have been playing a lot.
I've played
War and Conquest. I've played Relic Knights. I've played Hordes and War Machine. I've played Malifaux. I've played Wrath of Kings.
So that's 5.
5 game systems.
Yeah, well, that's good. That is good. I think I'm going to add a task, a goal. And I think my goal will be to have a painted skirmish level Wrath of Kings force.
That's at what sort of level painting? Is that going to be at...
At decent.
Tabletop.
Oh, yeah. Better than base coats.
And are you painting those?
Yes, I'll paint.
Okay, because I'd noticed that you were looking to farm out...
I can, but I just won't count those bits. I can do one that's just werewolves.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
Though now I've stuck all the shell hen on bases while we've been lamenting your failures. See, I've now based all of my shell hen.
I am worried about painting this stuff, so I might paint the stuff that I want to. And then
I think you should. I mean, that's.
I don't know how quickly these pigs will paint up, but, you know, there's an awful lot of them.
Well, there's 12.
Is there more?
Well, yeah. Well, there probably are with the extras, but you're only going to paint 12, surely.
Because you'd
use the other ones as.
Yeah.
See, my shell hen, I have. I've only got 6, like, of the Lotus Warriors.
Yep. But what's quite amusing to me is that the Wrath of Kings figures, some of the figures that I really like the look of, like the Galvanic Defender, and the Kraken or whatever it's called. What's the octopusy bloke called?
Octomonkey?
We had to get it in, didn't we? The Zalek, not the Kraken.
Oh.
The Zalek.
He's not called Octomonkey. No.
He is, quietly, but it's a name that people are not meant to know about because it's like a power name, you know.
Ah, I see.
So they're not as good as I thought they were going to be in the game, so they might not get played so much. But that doesn't stop me. That shouldn't stop me painting it, should it? Really?
No.
So, for instance, a cage I would gladly paint. Because he is such good fun But the Zalek and the Defender, I may not paint because they are they don't do enough in the game for me, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, what we'll have to do is we'll have to get a game in.
That would be good. Of what?
Either well, of Relic Knights. Of not Relic Knights.
No, I'm taking you up on that.
Sure, I'll play it at Relic Knights. I'll put all my figures on the board and then go, oh, look, I haven't got any. And then you'll win.
I thought you still had some. Beck still had some.
No, I've got rid of them as well.
Oh, does that mean I have to make my Cersei up? That would be another task that I put on here.
Well, no, because we won't play it. I don't want to play Relic Knights. I'll play it at Wrath of Kings, though.
Okay.
We'll have to get together. We'll have to. One of us will have to jump in the car early and drive to the others. Have you got a table at your house?
Yes, I have.
Oh, damn, does that mean I have to come to your house?
No. We have to decide what's the most convenient day of the week for you.
Any day.
Oh, okay. It's like that.
Yeah. Any day works, right?
Even if we did it once a month, that would be great.
It would be good, wouldn't it? It would be. Right. I think this is probably the end of this episode.
Yeah.
I got an D.
A minus. So
you got a D.
Better than you, which is good. And,
D for
that's
dumb.
That's the Fool's Daily. I've won again. It's not all about you. It's all about...
It's all about bendyballs.co.uk.
And Octomonkey.
I've been Mike.
And I've been Conrad.
Bye-bye. Bye. You can contact Fools Daily on Twitter, we're at fools_daily, or via email, foolsdaily@outlook.com.